Backed by many tribal counselors in the council chamber, the Seneca president says it's back to court over an issue which has been the subject of debate for decades, really since construction started on the thruway in the early 50s. The legal circumstances of that construction have been litigated for years and included a prior demonstration which used burning tires to shut down the road. This time, Gates says he's not trying to shut down the superhighway, just get a fair deal for Senecas.
More than 60 years ago, the state pressured the nation leaders at the time to grant an easement for the construction and operation of the thruway across part of our territory. Under serious threat, including further threats against our land, our predecessors relented. However, in defiance of federal law, the state proceeded without ever receiving the necessary approval of the federal government for the easement.
There's a sign when travelers enter the thruway section on Seneca land saying the nation's owed $675 million for the continuing traffic. Gates says the nation files Freedom of Information Law requests every month to monitor the traffic on the section of the highway across their land. The Seneca president says he wants compensation for that traffic, but says shutting down that traffic isn't on the plan for the latest court case. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.